Congress must halt the tax hike. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. You may have a plan for paying for the holiday presents you'll buy this year, but have you planned for how you'll afford the higher taxes that will hit most U.S. households if Congress doesn't take action? Jonna Miller explains.
Come January 1st, families all over the country will be paying higher taxes unless Congress gets cracking during the lame duck session after the election.
There's every reason in the world to believe that they will do a tax package in December. It will be a huge tax increase if they don't, which isn't good news for most people, and it'll have an impact on the stock market and on our financial situation, and that has a lot of people worried. On the other hand, there's every reason to believe they won't, because they've had almost 2 years now to try to figure it out, and they haven't got it done.
American Farm Bureau tax specialist Pat Wolf says farmers and ranchers who will be especially hit hard by giant hikes in estate and capital gains taxes will be pushing for action on taxes to take priority in the short lame duck session.
They're only going to be here about 3 weeks, and that's really not very long. There's a list of things that they need to get done that's as long as my arm. The tax bill is one of them. The farm bill is another. Dealing with the sequestration is a third. There's a real possibility that they'll not have enough time to do everything. So Farm Bureau has engaged in a grassroots campaign to push the tax items that we think are most important, and that is making sure that we don't have a huge increase in estate taxes or capital gains taxes come January 1st.
Wolf says there's legislation in the works for a one-year extension of the current law.
Just about everybody agrees that our tax code needs an overhaul. But letting taxes go up on January 1st isn't a comprehensive look at our tax code. It's a tax accident.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.